The Average Network now wanders the battle-scarred landscape of Southern California to bring you Chapter 7 of Gray Davis Down, The Thin Gray Line. In our last episode, Gray and his Davisistas have camped in Decker Canyon north of Malibu. Arnold, his semi-ally Tom McClintic, and the California State Budget Monster are camped near the old Paramount Ranch. The roar of gunfire is constant, the fictional bloodshed horrific, even as the Ninth Circuit Court retreats in good array, even as the debate audience cries, "Huh?" Let us join Gray, Cruz, and Bill Clinton on a ridge overlooking the Republican position.
Bill! Bill! Where is he? How do I know what's going on without Bill?
You could ask me, Gray.
You'll just tell me that nobody likes me, Cruz.
I have to be honest, Gray. Sometimes even a politician has to be honest.
I've never trusted you, Cruz, and that's why. What are you, some kind of pervert?
I said sometimes.
I can't trust you, Cruz. You tried to win that debate.
Why, fellas? What's happening?
President Clinton, thank heavens you're safe.
Of course I'm safe. I just drove over to the highway, got some burgers. You know, back to Malibu Canyon, they got 648 burger joints? Most of them's pretty good, too. They got these cute little old beach bunnies working in them.
Beach bunnies? Bill, we're trying to save California from the right-wingers.
Oh, geez, Gray. It's just politics, man. Burgers and sex? There you're talking some serious philosophy, dude.
Bill, you're a strange, if agreeable fellow. Unlike our jefe, Gray.
Say, I don't like the sound of that.
Dying, Gray. Sounds like that there budget monster's on the move.
He's moving up on our right. You're McClintic.
Oh, McClintic's Rangers ain't gonna move till they get some American ammo. Them drunken old gun nuts won't use German or Canadian ammo. I got Normanetta to mess up their shipments.
Hey, who's this?
Corporal Gupatosi, sir. I was practicing my shooting on an ex-wife down the ravine, and I seen these bad guys and brung them in, and you can take that to the bank,
Hi,
sir.
Ain't you Bobby Blake?
I am shocked that you could think that. I'm a solid Davis supporter, and that's the name of that tune. Here, you take them.
Hey, these guys look familiar.
Arnold!
Hi, fellows.
But who's this in the Groucho disguise?
Governor Wilson?
Wait, Wilson?
Wilson, not again!
Cruz, Mr. President, hi, Gray. How'd you like my energy package?
Pete, how could you do that to the people?
Who cares about them? I wanted to squash you guys and make some bread.
Isn't he clever? He's like some of the bad guys in some of my movies. You should hear what Pete has planned if you guys win.
I can't tell you what it is. You'd screw it up.
Already heard, Pete. Won't work.
Heh, you didn't either.
Pete, Budget Monster, Angeline, George Shultz, and the Motel Motel in Burdue.
Oh.
Won't work, man.
What's this all about?
I can't tell you yet, but if Pete tries his plan, we got stuff that hits the Inquirer. Blow these clowns out of the water.
Hey, you don't mean...
Yep, you'd be toast as soon as your accountant and your wife find out.
You play tough.
Hey, I survived Newt Gingrich and Tucker Carlson.
Newt's pretty tough.
Actually, he's a lot like Gray, only speeded up.
Oh, great. Now I'm a slow Newt Gingrich.
It's better than being a slow Danny DeVito. I'm not worried. I sounded good last night.
Sure, but your stuff was written by real pros. You've never answered anything on your own.
Mine was written by Stephen King. Yours was written by Aaron Sorkin. What's the difference?
Governor Davis? Governor?
Major Jimmy Hahn, what do you want?
The budget monster is broken through our lines again.
Uh-oh, call up Nate Holden's volunteers, quick!
All those old football fans and gospel singers?
Oh, hell, Gray, this is serious. Form them troops into a double line. First rank, Neil.
Hey, not bad for a draft dodger, Bill.
Well, hey, Cruz, I saw Patton 3 times.
Here he comes, over that Burger King.
Major Hahn, first rank, fire on command. Then we revolve.
Right, Mr. President. Ready? First rank, on order.
Fire!
Will Gray and his plucky band survive? Will California be terminated? Will the budget monster be revealed as retired CPA Odio Blavaloni of Pacifica, California? We don't know. We don't care. We merely report. The Average Network has brought you Chapter 7 of Gray Davis Down, The Thin Gray Line, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrities were impersonated to protect the living and the forgettable. This is Pablo T. Flies reminding you that many people believe that any government is better than no government at all. Stay tuned!